It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Method of business would persist until the formation of the National Wrestling Alliance in 1948. The NWA as a central governing body, with its singular, undisputed world champion, would be absolute and undeniable. This control, combined with the expansion of the interstate highway system, and the inevitable popularity and availability of regional television, would usher in an era of wrestling that was defined by what would come to be known as the territory system. The territory system would dominate wrestling for nearly four decades. While the borders, authority, popularity, and obedience of individual NWA territories was in a near constant state of flux, to this day the impact and influence of these territories is still felt. Each territory had its own signature promoter and star. While it is impossible to cram these characteristics into a static, concrete map, we are damn sure going to try anyway.
So open up your eyes way before it gets too late. Now one man, let's run while you can. Hit the streetlights running, don't give a damn. A simple explanation that you'll never find. Sinners never sacrifice. We never leave them alone. Is hate really worth the price? Look at what we've done. Never care for compromise. Always threatening someone's life. And it feels like the end of.
Welcome back to This Week in Pro Wrestling with your host Mike Monty and Jimmy Farrow. Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Good, man. What is happening?
Wrestling is happening, that's my friend.
Sure. That is for sure.
Last night, AEW.
Yeah.
Need your thoughts on this. Blood, blood, blood. Darby Allin picked up a big win over Brody King in a coffin match, but I got to tell you, blood right from the beginning. With the skateboard and all that. And before you get, you know, I hear your point on it. My wife was, we had the sound off because me and my wife were talking about something. Mm-hmm. And she turns around and she goes, what is this? I go, it's wrestling. She goes, what's the deal with the blood? And I'm like, you know, they're trying to do like old school stuff. And she's like, don't they realize times have changed? People don't want to see blood. And this is just someone watching. And I don't know if it's necessarily true, but I started thinking about myself and I'm like, old school Monty enjoyed blood in the blow-off match, right? When it meant something. To me, it seems like AEW bleeds every 2 minutes.
They do.
Thoughts?
You're right. That's basically it. Blood in our day was meant to count for dramatic effect or for finalization.
Yes.
In a great program. I don't mind blood, but if you're just giving us blood to give us blood, who cares? And AEW does it all the time. You're right. They do it all the time. Also, Brody King is about as exciting as a bottle of NyQuil. I don't care how, you know, if he's badass or whatever he is. It's just not, it's not translating.
He doesn't have a good look.
You know?
To me. Big guy, but doesn't have a good look.
And by the way, how badass can he be when he's fighting the toothpick on the skateboard and they're both bleeding?
Right.
How badass can he be? How is this a sell to me? And I'm sorry, Darby Allin, I'm not into you. I'm not. He is way too fucking small. You know, I'm glad you guys have your own definition on who heroes are, but not to rub in reality, if God forbid this was a battlefront, I'm not shoving Darby Allin to the front of my pack. I'm shoving Goldberg.
No, that makes sense.
It is what it is. I mean, there's still got to be some realization and reality based on in a match. He's just too goddamn small, you know? Doesn't do that much for
but
me.
But he was bleeding. Like,
of course he was.
Like
that's
crazy.
He needs to. He needs to bleed. He needs to bleed all he can. Pay attention to me. Do something to make me interesting, you know?
Then you had Moxley, Jericho.
Yeah.
Jericho rips the earring out of Moxley's ear.
Okay.
And blood all over the place.
Right.
So they go to commercial break. Again, this bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
He's sitting there holding the earring. Just to make sure the crowd knows that's what he did. He tore the...
Right.
Again, I feel like I'm the anti-AEW guy, but I really... I've been watching now purposely.
Right.
Week after week and after week. And I got to tell you, I don't know. It's just not doing it for me.
You know what would make it a little easier for us to stomach? I'll use it that way. If people weren't so goddamn drunk with, you know, how great the product is and how much they hate what Vince offers, it might be a little easier for us to stomach some of this shit. But when you put our antennas up that high, where we have to look at it this way, it's like, fuck you. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the shit that they bitch about and kill Vince McMahon for, like I said last week, this is your idea of the future? Moxley and Jericho? I thought this is the company that gives glorious opportunity to young up-and-comers.
Well, CM Punk,
how the hell are you getting around those two?
CM Punk came out last night.
Oh, there's another one.
And
Geritol?
He was hid behind Moxley, and you know, Moxley knew he was there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, crowd's going crazy.
Right.
To, you know, how an AEW crowd goes.
Of course. Of course.
And Moxley gives him the finger and then, like, bumps him.
Right.
And so the big news today on the radio was, for the wrestling fans, was CM Punk let Moxley punk him out. Like, they should have wrote the angle differently where CM Punk would have retaliated somewhat.
Hmm.
Thoughts on that?
I don't mind that. That's the slow burn thing. At least there's a little slow burn thing. Makes you wonder how Punk's going to respond to this.
Punk looked like he bulked up. I guess he might have went on
really?
Juice while he's been
Get
off on
out.
The shelf. Yeah, he looks like he bulked up a little. He looked a little bulky to me.
Okay, that's good.
Which,
what he's up to with screaming.
So let me ask you, so you said Jericho Moxley. How about Moxley Punk? Is that something the Pharaoh would die to watch?
Honestly, no. This recent return of CM Punk, you know how excited I was that he was coming back, has done very little for me. I'm not that excited with it. I think he needs to shave that. Did he have the goofy beard again?
The gray beard.
That's enough, dude. Shave that. Need to shave that.
He looks his age.
Right. I think that's what I'm trying to get at. Shave that. But I don't know. I don't see this as the future. I find it very contradictory how they scream about, you know, guys not getting opportunities, yet their main event scene is guys that are all 50. Not John.
Gotcha.
But give him a little time. He's working on it. Getting older. You know, would you say John's past the halfway point in his career like I described last week? I would say he is. Don't forget, the Shield debuted 8 years ago.
Moxley looks a little aged.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, again, the character myself, it's a good character.
He's good.
But it's not a main event character to me.
John Moxley? Interesting. I would like to see this version of John in WWE. He's still not too old.
Gotcha.
I mean, would we embrace, though? Let's not be, I don't want to be a hypocrite. Would we embrace, like, if Jericho came back and fought for the main event?
Not anymore. Not anymore.
Would you embrace Moxley, though? Can you take it a little easier?
Only if Reigns was involved and told the tale.
See, isn't that a great potential storyline, though?
Absolutely.
You think Triple H is open to getting John back here for that? Or a reunion of the show before the career?
I think so. Not to veer off script. I'm a little concerned. Does Triple H take the belt, or one of the belts, off of Roman Reigns at, you know, the Clash in the Castle, whatever the hell they're
called. I'm not sure if we're discussing this on the main program, so forgive me, but I did read something. I'm pretty sure you've heard it, too. The USA Network has asked the WWE to give them a weekly champion.
Right.
I think they're going to have to, right? Just logically, you're gonna appease the network. Right.
They can't put Reigns on both shows, right? Because
absorption. You're going to keep him on SmackDown, correct?
Yeah.
That would make more sense.
Agreed.
So this one belt will be dropped, but how will it be dropped is the big question. And honestly, between you and me, I almost prefer Roman discards it. Like, eh.
Yeah, but then that cripples that title, doesn't it?
Maybe not, depending on how they go about declaring a new champion and
how
it's defended.
How about Roman gives it to somebody?
Wow. I like that even more. Who would he give it to, though? Give it? Who is Roman Reigns giving that belt to?
Sami Zayn. Perfect way, because then Sami Zayn can lose it right away.
Did McIntyre?
Yeah, that gives that kind of like, you know, your honorary bloodline. Sammy, you know what? Zane. Here's a gift to you. Let me give you this.
Why do I think I would actually go for something like that? That's really out of the box, too. I like that idea.
That's the only way I think you get it off him, right? Without damaging the
title.
What
a kicker about this, though. What if Sammy actually holds on to it for a little bit?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying he wouldn't.
Can you imagine if he did?
I wouldn't say he wouldn't, yeah. That's not a bad idea.
That's interesting. I can't see Roman just handing that title to Sami Zayn, though. I'm trying to think of someone else.
All right, we spoke about this early, you know, on shows before, but
okay.
Upon being asked if he likes Goldberg, Bret Hart replied simply, no.
Why should he like Goldberg? Goldberg kicked him in the head, and we've talked about this too. Bret should have protected himself probably a little bit better.
Sure.
But are you really surprised? When does Bret Hart ever forgive and forget? Isn't he the epitome of not forgive, not forget?
That is.
Isn't
really,
he?
Yeah.
He really is. He's got an axe to grind forever, and he probably always will. I wonder what Goldberg thinks about Bret Hart. Has he ever said anything?
On the documentary,
okay,
he said, look, you know, made a mistake.
Right.
But he's not talking about the kick. The one mistake he blames himself is that Hart told him not to let go of his leg.
Right.
When he had him in that move.
Right.
And
right.
he did, and Hart fell and hit his head, right?
Right, 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 right.
But again, you had to know the guy was green.
Yeah, you had to know he's not
as
on
much
your
as
level.
He was a champion, he was green, right?
Yeah, he was. I don't know if he ever even rounded out past green. Did
and
he
again.
Ever, did he ever become blue?
I kind of think to know. Myself this. Did Bret blame Owen for breaking Austin's neck?
Yeah, really. You know, because Austin permanently never forgave Owen.
No. Well, why would he? I mean, that was just bad.
That was so
especially
blatant. Honestly, that was way more blatant.
The way Austin tells the story is he didn't want to do that that part of it. And
right.
Owen told him, don't worry, I got this.
When you look back on that replay, that seems so fucking intentional. Forgive me for the memory of Owen Hart, but I'm going to tell it like I see it. That was so fucking intentional. His whole head was visible between his legs.
Yeah.
You're not even supposed to see the head if you do it correctly.
Yes.
You know how Taker has protected people
absolutely.
For years
yeah.
and years with the absolutely. Tombstone. And there's his whole entire head with a full off his feet drop. Dude, do you think to this day, was that Bret telling Owen, go get this guy out of my way?
You know what? It's... To be fair, it's come across my mind numerous times.
They almost were successful, too. Stone Cold's career was cut in half. You know that, right? Cut in half. He came back and he lasted. When did that happen? 97? He lasted till 2003 with time off in between.
Yeah, Austin did not
and
have
then
a
never
long
again.
Career.
No, he did
in
not.
In the WWE.
No, he did not. He did not. And it's you can point directly to that pile driver because he has 1,000 times. That basically fucked him up.
Yeah.
Shame.
Karrion Kross stunned the wrestling world with a surprise attack on Drew McIntyre during Friday's SmackDown before indicating he's coming for the undisputed WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns.
I thought what was more shocking was is he kept his hair cut. Not to make a joke.
Him not balding himself.
Yeah, I was like, wow, what do you think of this look? Not to be weird about this.
Here's the problem I have with Kross.
I'm not sure about that look. But
I'm a big Kross guy.
He is Killer Kross.
But... when he first got let go and Farrow and I were talking about it, what a big mistake it was, and I still felt it was a mistake,
mm-hmm.
you've seen him on these virtuals.
Yeah.
You know, virtual signings.
Okay.
And there weren't a lot of people, like, you know, there's a lot of virtual signings going on there. And
right.
I wasn't seeing a lot of people buying his merch. And I started thinking to myself, maybe this guy just isn't it.
This is why I'll give you an in-depth explanation as to why he could still be it.
Gotcha.
Okay. NXT, when Kross was being pushed and turned into what we both loved, was during the lesser days of viewership for NXT. You understand?
Yep.
Like, if Kross had been pushed this way and come up this way 5 years ago during the Nakamura, Sami Zayn, Baron Corbin,
gotcha.
All these other, you know, I think a lot more people would know who he is. But because he was pushed to the max during a lesser time with NXT, where the ratings are basically non-existent at this point, which Triple H will probably have to repair now, and will, but I think that's why not so many people may know him now. But if Triple H does what I think he's going to do and keeps him involved in this and doesn't pull back on him and keeps pushing him, we'll all know who he is. So I think it's good. And he brought his girl. You had to be completely psyched.
So here's the thing. I was thinking about Scarlett, too.
Yeah, she
now, Scarlett's perfect, right? You think she's perfect.
Yeah.
But for some reason, she doesn't seem to be getting over to that level, in my opinion.
It's so new. Let's give it some time. Because think about it. When he got up to the show, what was he? Finally got to the big program, he was given like 2 weeks. And they scrubbed him. Vince scrubbed him. And can't get a reaction to that.
Yeah,
you know. And now they just came back. We just seen them. So let's see where it goes. I think it's going to be pretty good.
Well, I got to tell you this: whoever wrote that, or whoever the agent was in that script, when Scarlett puts the
amazing
the sand thing, and
amazing.
And, but how about Roman's reaction?
Amazing!
Who, I don't care how tough you think you
Boy,
are.
Is he playing that role perfectly?
That's unbelievable!
Excellent.
This guy hits home runs all day long.
He does. He does. How unsettling, by the way, is Scarlett? She's wacky, bro.
Oh yeah,
she actually makes me nervous.
She does.
Those eyes and everything. She looks like a potential serial killer.
She looks like she can drive her man to rip you to shreds.
Absolute madness. Absolute madness. How about Kevin Owens coming back? You know, he was gone for a little bit. What a shit kicker he is. He was like reminding everybody.
Killed Ezekiel. Killed him.
Yes. This is going to lead to our old boy Elias.
I want to go back to Reigns real quick.
Sure.
I want your opinion.
Absolutely.
Where is Reigns ranking with you now?
Oh, it's official to me. You know how Mr. Nerdy Statistic guy is. You know, the fact that Roman Reigns has now had the longest reign since Hogan? You've arrived. You're one of the all-time greats. See, now I'm with you. You were ahead of me on that curve, you know? I always knew he was great. I was always a fan of him. But neither one of us ever took the side that Roman Reigns is overpushed or overbooked or whatever. We both knew how great he was.
Yeah.
You saw it even quicker than I did. You know, I give you props for that. But to me, it was show me. And boy, has he shown me. I don't even want him to ever lose the goddamn belt. I wouldn't mind if he passed Bruno. What's wrong with me? You know?
Can't imagine going that long.
No, he's not going to.
Road.
Yeah,
it's
he would.
Road.
Well, you know what? Yeah, another 5 years. It goes fast.
How about, there's one thing I know you're happy about, Triple H. Ciampa is getting a pretty decent push. So he found a victory and defeat in honoring Harley Race in his United States title.
Right,
match.
Right. Don't you see
that? What's on Ciampa?
That's Triple H too, by the way. You know that, right? Do you really think Vince McMahon would say, go ahead, go out there and talk about Harley Race, the NWA legend? No.
No, but I will say this.
So that was definitely
it's
Triple
Vince
H.
and his crew that put Ciampa with The Miz.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
Listen, we keep on...
Vince is awesome!
Anybody
who thinks Vince isn't great is a fool. That's just, why, you know, whatever. Sorry, guys.
Vince
nothing
McMahon
personal.
You know? I'm honestly believing at this point it was time.
It was
time for Vince to call it a day.
It was. He was very tired, and he worked so goddamn hard, and he was clearly burnt out. And, again, it reminded me a little bit of George Steinbrenner in the later days, you know? He needed to delegate more, but he was staying so hands-on, and it's like... Brother, you're the reason why everything is so big, but it's time to chill. Go chill. I really hope that he spends the last 5 to 10, whatever he's got, enjoying himself. The guy did nothing
but
work.
Yeah, but you know what? Some people that just enjoy themselves working, dude.
I think he's going to drive himself insane.
But,
you know,
again.
I mean, from boredom.
Again, I you know, we were talking earlier, hey, and you said to me, you know, Mike, what'd you think of, you know, Raw? Do you see the difference? And I said to you, nah. Kinda, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
the Karrion Kross thing.
Wrestling matches.
The Karrion Kross thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big wrestling guy. I don't want to sit there and watch 3 hours of concerts. I want to see some storylines, some fun gimmick stuff.
Right.
Couple mouse traps. I'm all good with that shit, right? But it's like
big hand, poof.
Yeah, something, right?
Yeah.
I'm not all about the wrestling. I know a lot of wrestling fans are.
Right.
The one thing I'm sure that I'm not about is tons of blood.
Right.
And I was trying to think old school.
Yeah.
Piper Andre. I remember Andre, you know, drawing color against Piper. I remember that. But that meant something, man. Piper was the giant killer. He was on his way for Hogan.
Right.
Do you remember Hogan bleeding a lot back in the day?
Here and there. Nothing.
Usually blow-offs or the first match that had to go to the second match, like
here
someone bloodied him up.
Here and there.
Do you remember?
Over the
I was listening to LaGreca today. LaGreca said he used to go to Meadowlands all the time, and Snuka drew color every match. I don't remember Snuka bleeding a lot.
Not much, no. I don't either. Why would he bleed for a house show unnecessarily, too? Not saying it didn't happen, but...
Here's the point.
Right.
The boot camp match, Patterson Slaughter.
The alley fight,
The alley fight, right.
Yeah.
The boot camp was the Iron Sheik.
Greatest blood.
Those needed blood. That needed blood.
The alley fight was the greatest blood match I've ever watched.
Absolutely.
By far. But that was the payoff.
We got the hammer.
We waited months to see that one.
We got
one.
The hammer in today.
Yeah.
The dog collar match.
Yeah.
Needed blood.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. Yeah. There was reasons for blood back in those days. There was reasons for it. Even Foley, okay? Foley and Triple H. Remember that?
Yeah.
I mean, there's reasons for this shit, Okay, you usually place it to place it. AEW every week. Hey, we're bleeding.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, man. Make the
blood
count.
And then the other thing, it's like, again, with Jericho holding up the hoop earring, which you know has a latch on it.
Right.
By the way.
Right.
That comes right out when you pull it. Yeah. And it's like, I don't know.
And
pulling
besides,
someone's earring out.
How original is that anyway? Don't you remember Jeff Hardy?
Yeah, well, exactly.
You're just taking, once again, from another company that, you know, you're clearly trying to be like.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, same old
anyway,
shit.
This has been This Week in Wrestling. Join us in a few minutes as we've got
the Hammer.
Another half an hour. We got the Hammer in studio.
Greg Valentine. Nice.
Hold on to your kneecaps. One of our first interviews.
Absolutely.
This has been Mike Monty.
This has been The Pharaoh. You've been watching This Week in Wrestling. And until next week in wrestling, stay tuned for The Hammer. Later.